Dear Lord, please help me to lose 15 pounds. Dear Lord, please give me $1 million. Actually, can you give me $2 million? Because I gotta pay tithes and pay taxes, and it's really expensive to live here in Southern California. Dear Lord, please just give me this really good thing that I want because my life will be better with it. In Jesus' name, amen. Hey, Dosers. My name is Brett Stirk from the Carlsbad Campus Women's Ministry, and I just want to ask you, have you ever prayed prayers like that? Because I know I have. We're in the 40 Days to Freedom series right now, and I have the privilege of speaking to you about prayer and about the goodness of our Father. We're in Luke chapter 11 today, verses 1 through 13, and in that passage, Jesus gives his disciples and us the Lord's Prayer. He also talks about persistence, and then he also talks about how a good father wants to give his child good things. And so that brings me to something that Pastor Chris said a couple weeks ago in his sermon. When we talk about prayer, I think for me, I'm guilty of treating God like a personal assistant and just saying, God, these are the things I need. I know you got this. In Jesus' name, amen. Peace out. But Pastor Chris says, the greatest goal in prayer is not to get what you want, but to connect with the one you're talking to. So I love what Jesus tells us first, because so many times we're wondering, like, okay, as a Christian, like, what am I supposed to pray? How am I supposed to pray? What do I say when I pray? And Jesus gives us exactly that in his word. So we're going to go to Luke chapter 11, verses 1 through 13, more specifically verses 2 through 4. And it says, Father, hallowed be your name, your kingdom come. Give us this day our daily bread. Forgive us our sins, for we also forgive everyone who sins against us. And lead us not into temptation. So I'm just going to go through the prayer today and talk a little bit about what each of those things mean, because I think it's really important for us to know why we should say or why we're saying the things that we are when we're going deeper in relationship with Jesus, with God through prayer. So when we say, Father, hallowed be your name, we're saying, God, I want to keep your name holy. You are my Father. There is no one above you. You are all that I need, all that I am about. And I want your name. I want everyone to treat your name as holy. Your kingdom come. And I think this is where I get most hung up, and probably the rest of us too, where it's all about, God, this is what I want. This is what I think I need. But really, we are about God. We are committed to Jesus. We have a relationship with him, and all we want is God's kingdom, God's will to be done, not ours. Give us each day our daily bread. This one, I think, is also a challenge, because so many of us want to succeed on our own. We think that what we accomplish is what makes us amazing, what makes us a bit, you know, all these things. But really, we need God to supply our needs. We need God to provide for us, and we need to depend on him for all that we need. Forgive us our sins, for we also forgive everyone who sins against us. Whew, I think that could be a whole nother daily dose in itself. But today, I'm just going to say that we, when we pray, should be asking God to forgive us of our sins, because we forgive those who have already sinned against us. And then lastly, Lord, lead me not into temptation. Thank you, Jesus, that you are the one that has washed my sins away. But God, keep me from temptation. Keep me from the evil one. Protect me. Guide my steps as I take them. Holy Spirit, guide me. Give me the direction that you want me to take. So lead me, Lord, not into temptation. So daily dosers, as you pray today, as you pray this week, I hope and I want to ask, what is your goal in prayer? Is it to get what you want, or is it to connect with the one, your Father in heaven, that you are talking to? Have a great day. We'll see you next time.